Welcome aboard, you people. It is the Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, up for another day of broadcast excellence. Live from the United Center before the Hawks take on the Avalanche to get into a playoff position.
Huge night here at the United Center.
Brought to you by Geico.com or 800-947-AUTO.
Happy Friday and happy National Margarita Day. Both those things are the good news that we have to report today.
Right. We're actually going to talk to, this is Margaritaville night here.
Right.
And Hickey Larson is going to be on with us. I heard him on with Cochran, was it yesterday morning, talking about this. He's the guy who's in charge of the Jimmy Buffett experience around the globe.
Sure. Jimmy Buffett had a little social media post for the Hawks, wishing us all happy Margaritaville night at the Hawks.
Wasn't that incredibly generous of him? But the one thing that I will say about this is we don't need him here tonight.
The spirit, it's awesome. You've got the little pineapples out. You're giving a little giveaway that's margarita themed.
Mm-hmm. And it's all cherry on top of the fact that this is a monstrosity of a game for the Blackhawks.
Seriously.
Hey, you know, Patrick Kane, there's no bigger parrot head out there than Patrick Kane. Every time Jimmy Buffett comes to town, you always see Patrick Kane on the stage with him. So
now,
he has a day.
How about that?
Can Patrick Kane put one of those parrot heads over his helmet tonight?
I'm sure they can. If that helps him, that's fine. We have some parrot heads around here floating around. So maybe if he gets a hat trick, we can throw it on the ice for him. Pat, I got you a parrot head, my man.
All right. Now, let me just ask you people a question here. Who is having the worst day?
Oh, gosh. This is a competition.
So, and your candidates for this
It's
are,
multiple choice?
Yes. Jussie Smollett, R. Kelly, Paul Manafort.
Ooh.
But that's a late ad because we're about to get that memo about Manafort, about what they have on Manafort, which may also lay out a bunch of other stuff.
Ooh.
And then you'd have to throw Donald Trump as a...
Did you mention Robert Kraft?
Yeah, Robert Kraft as well.
So wait a second.
No, we're not done yet.
And even money, Robert Kraft. Who's having the worst day?
Well, Jussie Smollett was dropped from Empire was the latest today, right? Facing charges, but still claiming that none of it's really the way we think it is.
Taken out of the season finale. Okay. He's not been dropped.
No, they said they're writing him out of the next two seasons. They're writing him out, according to Hollywood Reporter.
How do you just write him? I thought it was episodes, but what? Okay, but you write him out, and
but
then
he's gone.
Then what does Cookie say in a situation like that?
Let's just cut out all his scenes. The story won't make sense, but do it. People are upset about it.
Yeah, I misspoke. Next two episodes.
Next two episodes.
What's wrong, Frankie? What's the kid's name in the
Jamal?
Is it Jamal? What happened to Jamal?
I don't know. He'll be back.
You know, and then it's all over. And then we just, you know, this is very creepy.
And we could be adding someone else to the pool by the end of the day because Adam Schefter was reporting that Robert Kraft isn't even the biggest name in the whole operation going on down there. Who knows who will surface in this story?
I just want to say one thing.
I've never met Robert Kraft in my life.
Don't know him.
I do not know Fun Juju.
Fun Juju.
Or whatever her name is who runs this place.
Named in
So that comes from, let me just explain, there is a list of indictments in this Robert Kraft situation. If you're not familiar with this, you haven't heard the news today, Robert Kraft has been indicted in Florida near Palm Beach, I might add, where his home is.
Sure.
He is a member of Mar-a-Lago, it should be mentioned, and for going to a strip mall massage parlor and receiving sexual gratification while there, and on tape.
Investigators have looked through that tape thoroughly and determined that it is Robert Kraft in the film.
Well, apparently they've been on this for over 6 months, and they have all kinds of evidence. They have videotape, they have surveillance tape, they went through garbage, they have receipts from the organization, they have credit card.
There's garbage on the tape.
Can you imagine what that job was like to go through that garbage? Anyway, they have mountains.
Hold on a second. We need a baggie for each one of these things.
Oh, yuck. But yeah, that's startling.
Boss, what do you need me to do today? So on these videotapes, we may have someone of interest. We're going to just sort through every single second of this video. Yeah. So good luck, buddy. We'll be back in an hour.
The woman who owned the place who's been indicted, or the manager, I guess, her name is...
The entrepreneur.
Yes. It's a fun name.
It's a very fun name.
Yes.
It sounds like... Oh, gee.
Hold on.
How did President Trump pronounce it?
Fun juju.
Fun juju. which I don't think is anywhere close to what the actual
name that's what
is,
I used to call Michael Cohen, too, and it didn't work out.
She's a millennial, by the way. Her name is Ming-Fu Lu.
Ming-Fu Lu. Ming-Fu Lu. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, on the list
she's having a bad day, I might point
out. Yeah, she and a bunch of people who are operating that particular, those massage parlors, with a string of them across Florida, including the Palm Beach area.
Yeah, and a couple of the gentlemen named on this this report, they have their birth dates next to their names. 1934 for one gentleman, 1939 for another.
What's that guy's name? Because it's
1934.
Yeah,
that's a Daniel R. Young.
Daniel R. Young.
The guy,
not really, the
guy in 1939. His name's Frank Velli, and you got to know he went by Frankie V his whole life. Hey, Frankie V, you going down to the parlor?
Hey, Frankie, are you going to see Fun Juju?
Can I hitch a ride?
I know I'm president, but I'll take a ride with you.
The whole thing is sick, though.
Oh,
I mean, these women were being held as, you know, they were against their will, and they're, you know, they were promised jobs, legitimate jobs, coming from China, and they didn't really speak the language. Their passports were taken, according to police, and they were held up there. It sounds like, from what police and investigators are saying, against their will, and they're treating them as victims, not prostitutes.
The workers. But they are holding Ming-Fu Lu on the human trafficking
absolutely
charge.
Is being held responsible for the whole thing. But it's startling to think that Kraft isn't the biggest name and that there's probably a lot more to come on that story.
All right, so we're trying to think of who's a bigger name than Robert Kraft in a situation like this. I mean, it would have to be Bill Belichick, right? Or Tom Brady?
They're closely related, Anna.
You would know better than anybody.
I think Tom Brady might want to take back that kiss on the lips he gave Robert Kraft after the Super Bowl. Remember that? He's going to probably be like, I don't know. I don't want to be close to that guy. But there's no way he's involved. I would go to the Palm Beach types and think about who has homes there. And you would know these, Ro. And those people, I would start thinking, who else is on this
you
list?
People!
Rich old men.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that angle.
Right.
I would get Rush Limbaugh. Is a rich guy. I'm just saying he's a rich guy who lives in Palm Beach. He's high profile.
Yeah, I don't know. If you got the Palm Beach crew down, Ro, maybe you can figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't really have the Palm Beach.
No, you don't know.
I got the other side. I'm more of a Naples guy myself. And that really worked out well for me. I think that there's more to come.
Oh, there's a lot more to come.
That's exactly what Ming-Fu Lu.
Why was
All right, I think it's time to take a little bit of a break here.
We're being told the
Blackhawks just arrived, and they're like...
they're not having this.
They're literally trying to find the electrical outlet to pull the plug. All right, we'll be right back. Oh, Ben Bradley's going to join us. There's a helicopter over the United Center. It's not looking at the United Center. It's looking at R. Kelly's house. Or his
house in Olympia Fields or the recording studio?
The recording studio that had the bed in it.
Ooh. Well, because there's an arrest warrant out for him and a no bail.
A no bail warrant, but that doesn't mean he won't get no bail. You know what that means?
Well, it means that he'll be picked up, and he's they're going to take this very seriously.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they've been talking to his lawyer Steve Greenberg, and it worked out so well for the last time Greenberg had a high profile case here.
Well, and Michael Avenatti's in town too, so what could go wrong?
Thank God. Oh my God, is he coming to Parrothead night here?
I don't know.
That would really I do not want to see him here.
No.
How do you think he'd look at a parrot head? All right, hold on. Let's find out. Our live broadcast from the the United Center before the Blackhawks face the Avalanche, brought to you by Citgo. Fill up at your locally owned station today. Yeah, little R. Kelly jam here. I wonder who's playing this.
Burning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy. Why you doing a damn thing that I want? Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want to put you on the counter by the butter rolls.
Do not eat the butter rolls at R. Kelly's or Robert Kraft's house. This is two things I just learned.
Ew. Kind of catchy song, though.
He's a musical genius. That's the one thing everybody jumps to. Everybody, he has. Everybody jumps to that. Well, he's a musical genius. Oh, okay. I guess that's okay then.
It's not okay.
No.
And it has never been okay. And it just seems strange that this is coming up to be Judgment Day for him, and it's taken quite some time.
Well, we don't know if it's Judgment Day because he's got to go through a court. You were working during the first trial. You know what that was like. Everybody thought they had him.
Everyone thought they had him because you have videotape, and you always thought, well, there is a videotape of this happening, and how could that not be really convincing evidence?
Ben Bradley, you were working during that. What happened there?
Yeah, it didn't work out so well for the prosecution. Charged in 2002 with child pornography. His lawyers did a masterful job of dodging and delaying, filing about a million motions. Didn't actually go to trial until 6 years later in 2008, and then the jury acquitted him after less than a day. What happened in that time? The victim got a lot older. Victim didn't cooperate. Other people associated with R. Kelly suddenly clammed up. There were reports some may be driving new cars after that.
Yeah, and now one wonders, now this 14-year-old who is the subject of the tape, and they said it's clearly R. Kelly, because remember they were trying to confuse the jury with whether or not that was really R. Kelly in the tape, mm-hmm. and whether or not it was that girl, because the girl wasn't going to testify that it was her, right? So, and she never testified in the case at all, but there were other people that they got up, including relatives of hers, who got up and testified that that wasn't her in the tape, which at the time she would have been underage. But now we have a new tape. This new tape is one that is, it's very clear that it is R. Kelly. It is very clear where it is. It's clear what's going on, because there are acts that are similar to what were in the first tape, which are excretory acts on top of the sexual acts. And so you have a bit of a pattern here. But second and most importantly, though, is this woman, who was then 14, I don't know how old she is now. Do we know that?
No, so what we learned from the state's attorney today and the indictment that was filed is that there are four women who are victims, and I use the word women because we presume they are women now, but they were between the ages of, three of them were between the ages of 13 and 16 years old when these crimes are alleged to have taken place. And I think this part is fascinating. So the state's attorney says that the crimes charged today occurred between 1998 and 2010. So that would be both before, during, and after R. Kelly stood trial for those child porn allegations.
Right.
Right. And the other major difference here, other than this videotape is a lot clearer, as from people I've heard from people who have seen it, but then also that the girl identifies herself through her body parts as being 14, and he repeats it. And so the age there may be more convincing to a jury about, in terms of trying to identify what age she was at the time of the particular videotape. And then there are these other girls who are also named.
She keeps referring to her age. Mm-hmm. And he does, too.
Now, and I'm sure his lawyer would argue there was some sort of role-playing going on, et cetera. But,
yes, I'm sure if these
women are cooperating, you can't get around, their biological age. But it's just fascinating to me that...
Well, they can still get them, even if that's the case, and get them on the pornography charge. Because child pornography, the new laws concerning child pornography actually indicate that if one is pretending to be a child, even when they are not, in the video, it's child pornography. Even if somebody of age is portraying themselves,
right. Well, you know, the other thing that I think is so disturbing about this, having covered it over the years, is if this all proves to be, you know, something that he has done, you have to look at this web of people around him who help facilitate and help protect and help enable, and even, you know, they were complicit in a lot of ways in terms of finding women who were believed to be and alleged to be underage for him. There were people, managers, who supposedly stepped in to try to, you know, intimidate, according to police. And that whole web helps support somebody like who is doing something who shouldn't be doing it. And it's just, it's disturbing to think how long this, you know, these types of, we've heard from alleged victims over the years, how long that has been going on in this case.
It's pretty crazy.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy. All right, more to come on the WGN-TV News at 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10 tonight.
And in the 4 o'clock hour, we're expected to hear from Michael Avenatti, the attorney who came forward saying he's got that videotape Anna was talking about.
Hey, we're being told that Donald Trump, we're just getting this in to the United Center, to our nerve center here at the United Center. Donald Trump has responded to Robert Kraft.
Yes.
This is, yes, listen to this.
But what about the charges against Bob Kraft? He's a friend of yours.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
And I did not know Ming Ping Lu. All right. We are just, oh boy.
Is this week over yet?
I know.
I know. We couldn't decide who's having the worst day today. There's like five contestants.
Well, good thing next week's going to be slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, the election.
We will not be getting, however, next week. We got all this stuff going on here, but we will not next week. We're now told we'll not be getting any kind of a Mueller report being delivered to the Department of Justice in the next 2 weeks. So,
Ben, we know, is Kim Jong-un getting a copy of the Mueller report? But
Putin might get an advanced copy.
Right, and Putin actually gave it to him.
Ben, quickly, though, R. Kelly, there's an arrest warrant out. Do you know, is he?
Yeah, so it's a no-bond arrest warrant, and the state's attorney made it sound like he was not in custody now. What we're unclear about is, does that mean law enforcement is supposed to go out and look for him between now and the bond hearing tomorrow midday? That's certainly what it makes it sound like.
The way she said, I read it that differently. I read her heard her say that we expect him in bond court tomorrow morning.
Right. But normally they would say, you know, here are the charges. We've spoken with his attorney. He'll be at the bond court tomorrow. They wouldn't go so far as to say there's an arrest warrant out for him.
Right. It's a step above. I mean, you didn't see that with Jussie Smollett. I mean, it was just an arrangement for him to be there. I know it's very different charges, but I'm just saying the day before you had a situation where there was no.
If I'm Jussie Smollett, I'm sending a really nice care package over to R. Kelly right now because he took him right off the front page.
Butter rolls. And
Robert Kraft did too, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to thank all. Maybe Robert Kraft could end up in the final two episodes of Empire. All right. Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate it. Yes, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanchis right here on 720 WT. And we are live at the United Center as the Hawks get ready to take on the Colorado Avalanche. And it's a big game tonight, all brought to you by House of Fireplaces, your fireplace experts. They've been giving their customers a nice warm feeling since 1953.
Big game tonight.
Huge.
Right, Kev?
You get a nice warm feeling if the Hawks win one tonight. Massive game, though. Massive game. Just a point out of the wild card, and like we've been saying now for the past couple days, it's going to feel like a playoff game here tonight.
Exactly.
And it's Margaritaville night, too. So the atrium is filled with the band, the Boat Drunks out of Champaign, Illinois. They've played with the Coral Reefers and opened for Jimmy Buffett himself, so this is the real deal when it comes to Parrothead stuff.
Right. They're out there. It's got really fun in the atrium tonight and really fun in the stadium. It's going to be a spectacular.
It is.
As they like to say. And the game starts a little early tonight, right? 6:30 puck drop.
Yeah. Atrium opens at 4, doors open at 5.
All right. We're going to play a little game. Who is Mike Monaco's next client? This is the game that we are going to play. We're welcoming our contestant, Mike Monaco, on with us right now.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
Okay, let me run a few names past you. See, now I would run Jussie Smollett past you, but you're formerly his attorney.
Gone.
R. Kelly looks now. He's got Steve Greenberg, but you never know. They may want to expand the legal team.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Robert Kraft.
How about Robert? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
A lot of people shocked by that.
Small case, but big client.
Oh, we don't know that. Only Ming Fu Lu can tell us that for sure.
Wow. Why do you say small case, Mike? What is this? You don't expect much to come out of that?
It's a misdemeanor case, so I think he's charged with two misdemeanors.
Right, solicitation of prostitution, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my point. It's a small case, but wealthy men can afford good lawyers for even small cases.
You know what else they can afford, Mike?
That sounds like a slogan.
Let me explain. Let me tell you.
Business card?
What else?
You think they could afford a better form of solicitation.
Yeah, of entertainment, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just looking for diversion or entertainment or just, or a legitimate massage. I don't know. It just seems like that would be the thing to do.
Yeah,
what would be the defense there? That he had no idea what was going on, or what would?
Well,
what would
I'm
say
told
there?
That there somebody was saying that the fact that it was some kind of sting that they were trying to trap people there, and that, I think they arrested 12 12 men, I think.
They had some mugshots in that local newspaper, Florida.
Including an 85-year-old. How about that?
God bless him.
God bless him is right.
He should get an award.
You guys, they were enslaving these women. Let's not forget
that. Well,
weren't.
Oh, that's right.
That's
true.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
There are some victims here.
Mr. Kraft was not enslaving anybody.
No, he was not. Spoken like a lawyer.
I think the assumption
Tom Brady's enslaved.
Did you say Tom Brady? We're dragging him into this now?
He's been right. I mean, the thing is that I'm sure that Robert Kraft didn't assume that they were being enslaved. I'm pretty certain
of that.
But they would charge him with that if they could. Hey, but they say there are other shoes to drop here.
Maybe bigger names.
Bigger names than Robert Kraft. So we've been going through a list. Yeah. Of people who live in the area. We can't actually. We don't know if any of these people are involved. But we're just thinking about who's a bigger name than Robert Kraft. Down there,
exactly. Is it near Mar-a-Lago?
It is.
You fellas down there.
It is. It's between Palm Beach and Jupiter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we should handicap this. Maybe we'll get our guy on. You know, we can take bets on who's the next to go down.
Everybody's guessing it's Tiger Woods because Tiger lives in the area.
A bunch of golfers live in the area.
Yeah,
they do.
What I will say about Tiger Woods, though, is that Tiger Woods is out of the country right now. All the big players are
Mexico
out of the country right now.
They're in Mexico.
But this was over the last 6 months, this particular sting operation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that they don't mention him because he's not back in the United States to actually.
Hey, maybe it's a female.
Him.
You never know. It's 2019. We don't have to be, we don't have to be sexist one gender here.
Thank you, Kevin Powell.
You're quite the civil premier there, Kevin.
It's 2019.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
As a representative of Michael Cohen, who's been having a bad day for a long time now, but he's not in the top five of having a bad day today.
Right, exactly.
He's going to be testifying next week. It has been announced.
Yes, it is.
Three committees, two behind closed doors and one in open session.
Wednesday will be an open session day.
Yeah, and now this is happening. Now, what they said, what is interesting is that the Mueller report that was rumored to be dropping next week to the Attorney General of the United States has now been pushed by at least 2 weeks. And there are people in Washington representing the White House saying that everybody is kind of keeping their powder dry for the next couple of weeks because the president has a very important negotiation in Vietnam with Kim Jong-un. That has not had any impact on your client's testimony here.
No.
The Vietnam trip.
No. No, none at all. But I think I said last week, whenever I spoke to you last, I said I think that that may be a bit premature that the report that Mueller's going to issue his report this next week.
Yes, he said that to me privately and said, don't say it out loud. And then I did.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question.
How about Manafort?
Yes, well, thank you. We'll jump right to it. So we are anticipating that we are going to get a memo from Robert Mueller today. It's got to come out before midnight tonight that is going to outline the full case against Manafort. And they're saying could also include other things of interest. Now, can it include other things of interest? You know, it's like it's Manafort and more is the way it is being presented here. Is that just hyperbole?
Well, the news that I heard here in D.C. is that Cyrus Vance, who's the Manhattan District Attorney, that means like the Cook County State's Attorney in Manhattan.
Right, so it's Cyrus Vance Jr.
He is planning, apparently there's an investigation going on, a grand jury investigation of Manafort, in the event that Manafort does get pardoned by President Trump, they plan on bringing state charges in New York against Mr. Manafort.
Oh, and that's worse because he goes to Sing Sing.
Which would be very interesting
if
that happens.
Yeah.
Because Manafort, of course, as you know, he's got a whole bunch of charges against him now, and the plea deal that he already entered into was blown up by the fact that the Mueller's people claim that Manafort had lied to them, and therefore his plea deal was no longer good. So
this memo is going to lay out all the things he lied about, we're assuming. And it's going to be made public.
Right.
Wow.
Prior to his sentencing.
I don't want to suggest anything for your client, but I'm going to suggest this, that maybe, at least in this case of Manafort, not your client, Manafort should watch that Escape at Dannemora. If he's, because that's the state system, and then he gets a sense of what it looks like inside the state system.
You're always very helpful, Ro.
Yeah. A lot of ideas. Big ideas.
A lot of ideas.
Can you clear something up for us?
The game, is this legal? That was the worst game in the history of radio.
Oh,
is this legal?
Wait, no. I wouldn't even want to go there.
It's not legal. Mike, don't do it.
Yes, right. Mike, can you clear something up for us, too? Because we were talking about R. Kelly earlier, and the fact that he got a no-bail arrest warrant. Tell us how meaningful and what we should draw from that.
I got to believe he's going to get bail. I mean, I'm surprised if the warrant is no bail, but I'm assuming that a judge will give him bail. I mean, he has no prior convictions, I don't think, and has lived in this area for quite a while, and has got a lot of money, so I assume he'll have a sizable bail, but I assume he's going to get bail.
But the no bail warrant is a condition saying that it makes it basically ups the heat on getting him to show up, right? Because it's like because they'll go out and arrest him in a situation like they'll go search him unless they've already cut a deal, which I believe probably has already happened because Kim Fox had said that she expects that he'll be in bond court tomorrow morning.
Right, I saw that she expects him to be there. So I assume he'll show up and then he'll get a bail. He will not be locked up on this case. I can't imagine.
But he is he's a rich guy.
Yes.
This is the second time around. He's got he's got access to private aviation and things like that. That doesn't change the circumstance.
No, it's a class two. So it's not a class X. So he is, but potentially he has probation as a potential sentence
outcome. Yeah,
outcome of the case. So it's. If he were to be convicted, and as you know, last time he went to trial, he was acquitted. Of course, the woman that was in the woman at the time was a juvenile, allegedly. Mm-hmm. She denied it was her, as I recall.
Yeah, she didn't participate and wouldn't testify.
No.
So that was a problem.
So we'll see how that happens, what happens this time. Now I think there are six victims this time, alleged.
There are
victims.
Four named in this,
four
in
victims,
this recent
indictment. Four counts, right?
That's right, 10 counts, and three of those four are underage between the age of 13 and 16, according to what we heard today from the state's attorney's office.
Yeah, this is really
it'll be interesting to see if he settles the case with them. Apparently that's what he did with the other girl last time, but we'll see. It should be interesting.
All right. He's got, it's going to be quite a week here, Mike. I'm sorry that, I know you're out of town. You're in Washington, D.C.
You were not in southern Florida, were you, Ro?
No, I was not. I'm not a southeast
Florida.
You
did not participate the spa?
I do not know Ming Fu Lu.
Do you guys have the address, though, by the way, of this spa, just in case?
Yeah, exactly. In case.
Ro knew the name.
Time you're down there, Ro, you might have a few minutes available.
Yeah. You know what? I got this thing in my neck. Let me just tell you something. It's the last place I would ever be found is a massage parlor. I don't like massages at the Four Seasons, let alone a massage the, what is it called? The Orchid?
The Orchids of Asia Spa.
Orchids of Asia.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's definitely not in my GPS at all. Definitely.
Did you get a coupon by going to Orchids of
Asia?
If
I would get one half off, Ro, if you're interested.
It's
seems
Orchids
like the kind of place that have a Groupon.
Asia.com/Ro. Yeah.
Promo code Ro.
Promo code Ro. Yeah.
You guys are sick. You're just sick.
Yeah. Or Kraft, either one. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye, Anna. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mike.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
Our live broadcast, United Center for Margaritaville Night, brought to you by Citgo, your locally owned station.
Exciting night. The margaritas are flowing.
Not yet. I haven't seen them yet.
In the atrium. They've got the parties rolling over
why,
in the
why
atrium.
Why are we on the atrium? What are we doing over here?
They haven't rolled over here yet, but they're rolling over there.
They're doing one of those cool sand sculptures, like an ice sculpture, but it's a big chunk of sand. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I saw them chipping away at it earlier.
You see them do this in Mexico all the time. This is the Tom Skilling, that we are heading into some sort of like crazy, I just heard you say it, crazy Keister winter storm that's coming our way here. And we and Tom is brought to us by Permaseal Basement Systems. And we here are celebrating like it's like we're in the Keys.
Well, I'll tell you, I guess there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well, you know, be aware it's coming and celebrate, right? Look, this is not going to be a snow for us. It will be for the western and upper Midwest. They've got blizzard warnings out there, and this could include a corridor all the way from Omaha, Nebraska, up through the Twin Cities into Wisconsin's North Woods, and severe weather may occur down south in southern Illinois and Indiana all the way down into the deep south with a lot of flooding in that area. For us, the big concern is, well, we could get some rain. It'll initially be spotty tomorrow, build up in the afternoon with some thunderstorms, and then the winds hit. This thing is going to deepen explosively as it lifts from Missouri up just north of Chicago to a point in just east of Traverse City by the time we get to early Sunday. And these, as the storm deepens, the winds blowing into and around it pick up. So we're talking about some potential 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts on Sunday, and that's up in the damage threshold. So this will be quite a system to monitor.
Will that be during the morning on Sunday?
Yes.
The day? When will that be?
Actually, it starts late tomorrow night, probably in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday, and then it runs all day Sunday and into Sunday night. So, yeah, it'll be blowing like crazy in the morning and through the day on Sunday. Tomorrow,
how is this going to affect my Oscar party?
Well, it may blow it over into Michigan. You know, but
no, we can't have that.
No, we can't. Yeah.
No,
so tie it down. That's the trick. But seriously,
I'm making Gaga balls for my Oscar party.
Yeah,
it's just
what
me.
Are Gaga balls?
I'm the only one attending my Oscar party.
Why would you want it to get dirty with all those greasy hands all over your counter? You
those
know?
Are those mozzarella balls. You ever get those, like those little mozzarella balls?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you like. You can put in a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, it's Bloody Marys all day for me. I'm not moving.
Great idea. You're going to watch the red carpet?
That's why I have a Bloody Mary for the red carpet.
I love that.
And then
Hawks
and then,
play it too. You could start with the Hawks and go right into the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I could
big game
that.
For the
You're
Hawks.
You're covered.
And I am, and I thank you very much. That was very well done, Kev. Then I would also like to tell you that I then will start crying at about 5:30 and not stop because I will just be remembering my overwhelming love for A Star Is Born.
Oh, I know.
So when I had some free time when I was out in the desert, I said, you know what? I'm gonna watch A Star Is Born tonight. Mm-hmm. The whole time I kept thinking of Ro.
Crying.
And what that movie did to Ro. For like a 2-week stretch where he looked, I don't know, anytime the movie was mentioned, I thought I had to give him a hug or something.
Right, I started tearing up.
It's such a well, I mean, I watched it like twice already.
Do you see why?
It's moving.
I mean, Kevin, you know, I mean, you know, you're a young man of a lot of testosterone. You're a sports anchor. You know, that's what you do. You
what
know,
did my dick call you again?
I can't remember.
Muscle man. It's a muscle man cap.
Meathead or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And the fact is, did you, I want to know, did you squirt off a tear?
I may have shed one tear.
It was dusty.
Maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
It's a little dusty. Allergies out in the desert, you know.
I cried multiple times. I mean, I was bawling.
It's a great movie.
Tom,
really
have
is.
You seen it?
I've not seen the latest version. I saw the other two versions, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, those are all very good.
Yeah.
There's actually three original versions. But then this, it's different. I mean, it's totally different. It's not, I mean, it's the idea, the kind of the arc idea is the same. But there are some twists and turns in this that are just amazing, and the performances are amazing, and the music is great.
Well, you're drawn into it, and it just feels so real.
I'm dying to see it. I just haven't had a chance to see that yet, so I'm behind that.
You can get it on demand now.
That's what I did. I was the same way, Tom. I was dying to see it because everybody who's seen it tells me about it. You
know,
it's one of those movies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it was. Is Lady Gaga nominated?
She is.
Oh yeah, she is.
Bradley Cooper.
Okay, she's incredible. She steals the show, kind of, in that movie.
But
she
Richard
so
Roper,
good.
We talked to him. He didn't seem to think they were going to get too many Oscars. Maybe Best Song. You know, might be an upset.
Don't
and some
play
of the other. It. There it is. I'm going to start crying now.
Oh God.
Gets me every time.
Tissues.
Is there something else you're searching for?
Yeah, I think there is.
I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing.
Yeah. Is there a cat in here?
Jeez. And in the
okay. Yeah. All right. Now, then the scene where this, where they introduce that is unbelievable. You know, what they did when they made the movie is they went out and they actually went to real concerts and real festivals, one in Europe and one here in the United States. And they basically told the already mollied up audience that was out there that, hey, we're going to have Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga come out and sing a song and act interested. And that was basically what they
problem,
did.
That's not a problem, I don't think.
No.
Like, to have a surprise visit from Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Put it at the top of your list, Tom. It was. I watched it. I watched
dying
it one night when
it.
I had some time late at night, and the next night I also watched. I watched it two nights in a row. I liked it so much.
Kevin, it comes clearly highly recommended. Yeah, I'll put that on the
do that before the Oscars, the Tom. I don't know. You watch the Oscars? Are you interested in that?
Yes, I do. Always kind of fun.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yes, it is. What are they now? There's nobody hosting it, right?
No host. After Kevin Hart was no longer part of the thing.
Yeah. Nobody wants to host it. Jesse Smollett said he's available now.
But
well, it's too soon.
That in itself will be something to see.
Maybe it'll be shorter, though, because you won't have the host, right?
Yeah.
So there's always that complaint that it goes on too long.
They tried this once before, and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
What, without a host, Ro?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But when did that happen?
That happened in 1998, I think.
Wow.
Or 1988. It was supposed to be Whoopi Goldberg. It didn't work out. And they opened with Rob Lowe and Snow White doing a duet.
An 11-minute duet.
Yeah.
And it went downhill from there.
Yeah. And it turned out that Rob Lowe is really not the... He's a great actor. He's funny.
Sure.
He's great, one of the great comedic timing actors.
Versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly that Rat Pack era is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But he just doesn't...
the song and dance part
doesn't have
not a musical
doesn't
guy.
Have those chops. And it turns out, and I think Cinderella was actually animated. So there was the whole thing was a mess. And I think Whoopi came out maybe as the first presenter.
Okay.
And because she couldn't commit to, because apparently it's like a big commitment because you write and you're part of the production team and all of that.
Can you imagine the pressure?
Yeah. And so she just came out and she said, it's like 110 million people right now around the world wondering what it was they just saw. So it went, and it was bad at that moment.
Yeah.
I love having a host. I'm old school. I'm old enough to remember when Johnny Carson was the host. Not quite old enough to remember when
That's
Bob Hope
right.
was the host.
Yeah,
Johnny Carson was the regular host forever and ever and ever. And he was able to do that sort of dry, kind of above it all humor of isn't this all ridiculous and not be offensive while he was doing it.
Yeah.
And Billy Crystal was great.
Ellen was my favorite. I loved it when Ellen did it.
Oh, that's right. Ellen did it too.
Mm-hmm.
She was the world's largest selfie when there were 30 people in it at one point.
Right.
And now there's like 3 million people per selfie.
That was what? The biggest selfie of up to that point.
Yeah. Shared everywhere around the world.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see no hosts. They said that there were all these rumors leading up to this week that Whoopi Goldberg would return because she wasn't on The View, but turns out she was just sick. That's why she wasn't on The View. But they thought she might have been prepping for the Oscars and that she would surprise us. But it seems that there is no host.
Yeah.
So
that's
going to be interesting.
Still watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
But my satellite dish might get blown off my house.
Well,
that's
true.
Telling me.
Is that how you bring your TV signals in?
I bring it in both ways.
Yeah.
I go over and under is what I call the old over and under. I pay more for television in a month than I paid for my rent and car combined.
Uh-huh.
It is a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, I know.
But
it gets a bit pricey.
Listen to this. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Did we know this? They're performing a live duet on the duet.
On a duet. On a duet.
Maybe on a duet, because there's a lot of rumors about them, too.
But I like that, yeah.
They're going to be performing their song from the movie.
Yes, it's the first time they're doing it. I think that's the reason that he hasn't been with her these other places, because they agreed to do it at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. That's going to win Best Song. Right? I mean, that even won a Grammy already, right? Because it is... That's and amazing. That's, you know, Mark Ronson is who wrote that song, along with Lady Gaga.
Now, in one of the earlier versions, wasn't that where Barbara Streisand's Evergreen was played, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kris Kristofferson, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And you know what's funny about that? And that was considered a really great movie at its moment, and this is so much better.
That's interesting. Boy, then, now you really have whet my curiosity when you say that, because I thought that version of it was... And then there was one, with Judy Garland?
Judy Garland and James Mason.
Yeah.
And then there was one with... it was right around the time the talkies were starting in the early 1930s. So yeah. there's a really early version of it. But it's a story that is,
Timeless. Well, and then they come up with different music for each version of it, right?
Right. Well, the only two have been musical. I mean, they had the same kind of concept. The Barbara Streisand, Kris Kristofferson one was, you know, he's kind of an aging rock star falling apart.
Right.
This young entrepreneur coming up, even though she was 50. And then the version that we have here, same kind of thing, but very different.
Yeah.
And in the way that they build, there is a performance in this movie. I almost don't want to spoil the surprise, but you get to go home with her a little bit in the beginning of the movie, like to see how she lives with her dad.
Yeah, sure. I love that part.
Right, and the whole time
Sam Elliott, you're
watching the Sam Elliott's the brother is the
who is the dad
that's the great surprise.
Oh, okay.
And I don't when you watch and you're like, God, I know that guy from somewhere.
Oh yes.
And
oh my
then
gosh,
you find out who it is. And you are just blown away by who he is.
Transformed.
Because it's such a different character than he has ever played.
Wow.
You know, because he was he's a famous... You know what? I won't give it away. Just, Tom, this one's for you.
Some homework for you before the Oscars, Tom.
Just go watch it. So what is it? How much... Kev, what did it set you back to rent it?
I actually ended up just buying it because I think Google Play or Amazon...
I rented it.
Kevin's going to watch it six times tomorrow.
I lied about twice. I think I watched it three nights in a row. I think it was like $15, Tom, and then you could watch it as many times as you want.
Gotcha. See, I don't know whether I'm set up to bring those down now. I got DirecTV. And so I don't.
Yeah, you can take it in. For sure.
Do they have it on there?
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Yeah. That's.
Tom doesn't know how to work his television.
No,
he's one of the biggest
television
stars of all times. Does not know how to work his television.
He's got people. He's got a guy for that.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you, I've still got a VCR blinking, and it's not even the technology. It's been, jettisoned already.
It's
so.
Been noon for 40 years. All right, thank you, Tom.
See you, guys. Happy
Friday.
Have
a great weekend.
You too. Don't blow away on Sunday.
All right, big storm over the weekend, Saturday into Sunday evening, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Oh, we need some Jimmy Buffett music now. What's happening here? It is Margaritaville night at the United Center, and we are here. We have made the incredible sacrifice to bring the entire show here to the United Center in advance of Margaritaville night. Mm-hmm. Kevin Powell has flown back from the desert where he was covering Chicago baseball.
He made it. Rose Strong.
Yes. Richard Roper is here. He just took one for the team.
I haven't even had a margarita yet.
I know.
And I went flying like back in the day when Bobby Hull would give somebody a check across the boards from the Blues and they ended up in the fourth row at the old barn.
And we should mention that today's live broadcast in the United Center before the Blackhawks take on the Avalanche, brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And it is Margaritaville night, and we are joined by Hickey Larson. If you were listening to the Steve Cochran show yesterday, you heard Hickey talking about this. You're kind of, you have a fancy title, but I kind of look at you as like the experience director for all things Parrothead.
Man, I wish my high school guidance counselor could hear you right now. That's a hell of a compliment. Yeah. There's a little bit of Swiss Army knife in what I do, but there's such a great team I work with to make all the things we do possible. And it's all really a trickle-down effect from the king of summer, Jimmy Buffett. So
I like... I'm right in that Jimmy Buffett like age group, right? So I was in like middle school when the first album came out, and we were all singing Margaritaville on the school bus, which probably was inappropriate at the time. And you know, so many people just sort of like, you know, we were too young for the dead, but we wanted something to sort of fit our generation to keep going back over and over and over again to, and sort of bit, it was about culture and about the experience, and it is the most unique thing. And I think the Jimmy Buffett at Wrigley Field is like a Nirvana-esque experience when it just happened.
And it was for him. I mean, he has such a strong connection to Chicago back to the folk club days, back in the early, mid-80s. He became very good friends with Steve Goodman, of course, who wrote Go Cubs Go and a bunch of hit songs, a tremendous folk singer himself. And when Jimmy was here, Steve Goodman took him to his very first Cubs game. They sat in the bleachers. They got drunk before Jimmy's first show in Chicago. And I don't know what theater or club he was playing, but ever since then, he became a Cubs fan. And he had the city of Chicago became near and dear to his heart. And when you talk to him, he'll tell you, he goes, "I love Chicago, man. You know, it's a beach town. It's a really big beach town." You know, and it is. Like, huge. You know, you get to the lake, and when he's here in the summertime, over the years, this is the favorite hub for Jimmy and the Coral Reefer Band. You know, if they're playing a section of the U.S., they stay in Chicago. Over the years, they've done softball games against band versus crew, but this is their place. They love it here.
It is the largest municipal beach in the United States of America.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Stopping to think about that. There's more miles of beachfront in Chicago than any other city.
Well, he tries to go out and paddleboard on his days off, you know, and just from the history of music to food and drinking, like Jimmy loves his food and he loves a good bar. And the city of Chicago has that. Yeah.
Can you imagine though, a guy from like, you know, Blue Island meets his buddy from Berwyn, they're out there and they're on the water, and all of a sudden they're like, "That guy on the paddleboard looks just like Jimmy Buffett." No way.
You'd never expect it, right? And I saw the band out here, the Boat Drunks, and they talked to him a little bit. They said they're from Champaign, Illinois, and that they've opened for him. They've played with members of the Coral Reefers over the years.
Yeah, they have.
Super connected.
Yeah, no, they're sweet guys. They do a lot of events for us. They'll play pavilions at Serpent Amphitheaters that Jimmy's playing at, and they've got a great song catalog, and of course they play Jimmy's hits and among others through his albums. So they're fun to hear. It's fun to have here at this party. For National Margarita Day. And I can't believe we're actually making this happen.
I can't either.
It's actually National Margarita Day. It is a home Blackhawks game.
A huge one.
And a month ago, you wouldn't have thought we'd be in this position to play the Avalanche a shot in the playoffs.
No.
And it feels like summer in the atrium.
Well, and we need it here in February, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, speaking about this game and all, you know, with Patrick Kane, you know, there's been such a connection with Jimmy and the Blackhawks ever since that.
And what is that Patrick Kane connection? Why don't you explain a little bit of that to us?
So it was one of those things where we were playing Bridgeview. Is that what it is? Bridgeview?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toyota Park. Toyota Park. We were playing there. Okay. And the Blackhawks had just won the Stanley Cup, and Patrick Kane had the cup that day. And our official, non-official roadie member of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mr. Jay Blunk, said, "Hey, I got a great idea." He gives Patrick Kane a call, and Patrick Kane's like, "I'm in Buffalo." He's like, "Can you bring the cup here?" He goes, "What's going on?" "Jimmy Buffett show." Patrick Kane goes, "Can I bring some friends?" "Yes, but will you bring the cup?" "Okay." Next thing you know, Patrick Kane is there in 2010, and he brings it out during boat drinks, and the crowd goes nuts. And ever since, you know, and how can you say, it's crazy. So the two other times they've won it, so casually, right, Patrick Kane has come to Jimmy's show with the Stanley Cup, and it's become a tradition.
Yeah.
And that's how it really started.
Bad.
Yeah,
wow.
And then the last time they came out, Jimmy, you know, Jimmy was like, "We got to do something really special." This is at Northerly Island, I think it was.
Oh, that's a great place.
It is.
Very cool. And
there's people still at Northerly Island from that show. Haven't found their way home.
This is how deep the DNA goes with the Blackhawks and Margaritaville. So Patrick shows up with the Stanley Cup, and Jimmy's like, "I'm going to rewrite Boat Drinks. We're rewriting the whole song. We're going to rewrite this whole thing." And so he rewrote the entire song for the city of Chicago. Patrick Kane goes, "I'm not going on stage unless I have a parrot hat." So Jay comes up to me and goes, "Do you have a parrot hat?" I'm like, "I mean, I got merch, but look at me. Dude, I don't have a parrot hat on me. What do? Carry a briefcase, this stuff?" Next thing I know, I'm going out in the crowd. I found a guy, and he's in his 20s. I go, "Hey, dude, real quick, I need your parrot hat." And he's looking at me, and he sees the laminate. He's like, "Why?" I go, "I need it for someone special." And he just goes, can I get Patrick Kane's autograph? Yeah, no
smart
problem.
Kid.
So we take the hat, we got the lyrics, and now actually that hat that Patrick Kane wore on stage and the lyrics Jimmy had rewritten for that show and that song, it's now in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Wait, hold on. We have a little bit of it here.
It's in the Hockey
cool.
Hall of Fame.
I do have. I know people listening on the AM probably didn't understand a word of what it was, and I think they might be actually
that's
lucky to
better.
Didn't hear it.
That's yeah.
So here, I guess the question is, and I could ask Jay Blunk, who is the senior vice president of the Chicago Blackhawks organization, mm-hmm. if it would be okay if we could get Kaner to wear the parrot head tonight during the first period.
Oh.
Would that be all
he
right?
He says yes. He's
yes,
giving us
just
the
on the
yep.
on the ice. Because mm-hmm. don't
thumbs
you think
up.
That would be like a kind of a perfect moment here? I think
how about
is,
a hat trick? I bet somebody out there in the audience will have one,
that's
and we'll
we
see it on the ice.
The show. A lot of parrot heads out there for a Kaner hat trick.
Oh my gosh, that would be that's number one on SportsCenter tonight.
You know that sort of the whole Jimmy Buffett. It's a mantra. The whole thing about him is it's sort of like just sort of live free and mm-hmm. live hard, you know, sort of like just, you know, make sure you enjoy yourself, enjoy every minute. And that's sort of, I hate to get all sort of misty about this, but that's kind of where the Blackhawks are right now, too. It's sort of like they stopped taking themselves seriously and caring so much, and they started winning.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where, you know, so it's almost a perfect marriage tonight.
I feel like they're really relaxed right now. They've really found their flow. And Jimmy always preaches to us, and the only time he gets on a soapbox is like, hey, man, if it ain't fun, why do it? And I feel like these guys are just having fun now.
Yeah.
They're having fun. And you know, think about it. What they do here at the United Center for every Blackhawks home game, this place is packed. This is everyone's happy place in Chicago.
Right.
This is an amazing franchise. It's one of the original six. And this is just... It's a party in this place. When Jay told me to come see a Blackhawks game, I was just mesmerized. I could not believe the electricity in this joint. And you talk about a happy place. United Center is now my happy place for hockey. Margaritaville is my happy place for anything under the sun, or even when it's raining. And I really appreciate being here with you guys.
Yeah.
And hey, happy National Margarita. Where are your margaritas? What's with the coffee and the water?
Excellent question.
Anna and I just went out into the atrium here, the brand new, beautiful atrium at the United Center.
It's fantastic.
Where the Jordan statue is, and they have transformed it into a gigantic Jimmy Buffett party. Like a concert party, like if you, like a parking lot, you know, like when you walk into the parking lot at any of the places he's playing and uh-huh. you're just kind of hanging out. That's what it feels like. Everybody's got their parrot stuff on. It's about 90 degrees in there right now.
Margaritas on tap.
It feels tropical. Yeah. I just walked through there, too, and I said to a couple of people, you know, that's a great costume. And they're like, "This, what do you mean costume?
This is what I wear."
Like, oh, that's true. That's true.
It's a
Chicago.
Semi-formal.
February.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a Friday drinking clothes.
I saw a lady. She's dressed like a margarita glass, and she's got Blackhawk earrings on. I'm going,
oh, wow.
Man, I hope she's got a sister.
They have
I had a dream about that last night, I think.
They have a costume contest, too, so maybe she's trying to win that. And then they've got the sand sculpture going on.
Right.
Awesome.
It's funny because you go to a parrot head wedding. It is, you know, the woman's wearing a bikini and the man's wearing a coconut bra. And that's how you
wow.
know the groom and the bride.
Oh.
All right. So, Hakey, thank you so much for doing this, man. It's going to be a
thank
ton
you.
Of fun for people coming out here tonight.
Absolutely.
And I would I'd like to point out that, you know, when there's a certain amount of pre-gaming that goes on and there seems to be some pre-gaming going out right now and there's... I mean, there got to be 1,000 people in the
atrium.
The atrium's
packed right now.
It is.
I mean, the party has started already.
It's Keisters to Elbows out there, and you got Bo Drinks is the band, right? That's playing right now.
The Bo Drunks, yep.
Bo
yep.
Drunks,
no, no.
Right?
Close enough, really.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
perfect, actually.
Now, I'm just hearing them do Buffett songs, but they've opened for Coral Reefer, right?
Yeah, they oftentimes in amphitheaters, you go in, and sometimes in certain plazas, they got bands playing, and they've
it.
Done that. But they've also done certain functions we've done, such as this, where they've come in and certain Coral Reefer band members have joined them. They're tremendous. They've got, like I said, they've got a huge song catalog, and they're a lot of fun. And honestly, I want to appreciate everyone. I appreciate and thank everyone for doing what they did for the Boat Drunks, because right now they think they're playing the Oscars party.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable!
It's like
that's cool.
Arguably one of the larger crowds that they've had in an enclosed where they're the main headliner.
Oh,
well, they can technically say now, you know, we played the United Center and 20,000 people were there. Both statements
are
true.
You know.
No, thanks to you guys, they're going to start like demanding a writer. bartender now, you know? But they're great guys. And I want to go back to that party, actually. I've been sampling some of the margaritas, the souvenir cups.
Hey, if you could do us a favor.
Yeah.
I hate to ask too much of you because you're very, very busy. Production coordinator for Jimmy Buffett and all the tour stuff. And then Margaritaville TV. You got to host a podcast and all of that. But if you could pick up a couple drinks for us, that would really be helpful. And just sneak them back in here because we can't, you know, we got
important jobs you? Here.
Well, we just can't get back and forth. The line's very long there. So if you could, like, you know, bust through the line.
I think I just know someone who could probably help out with that.
All right. That's all we want from Hayden.
You guys
Larson.
Got per diem? I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
First Rose credit card. Yeah.
That's all we got.
He's got a platinum card.
I got a company card. First one's on JB.
It's called Payola because you were here for 20 minutes. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Fins
it.
Fins up. Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks. Thank you very much, sir. And they're gonna have a playoff position at the end of tonight. Now, will they hold it? That's another question. But they are going to have it at the end of tonight. That is my bold prediction.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 to 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking.
You know, the funny thing about Jimmy Buffett is he started the whole thing as a joke, and the next thing you know, everybody took it seriously and was like, we need more of this guy, right?
Why not?
And it
makes
and
you
it
feel good.
It turned into a billion-dollar enterprise, and now it is Margaritaville night at the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
It's still unclear to me how this happened. I kind of think that it has something to do with Jay Blunk, who is the senior vice president of the team.
And a genius.
Yeah. Our executive vice president? I think executive vice president.
He's an Illinois State Red Bird. Fear the bird.
Yes, we all fear the bird.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just a feeling of, it's a totally different feeling in the concourse because they turned the atrium into a gigantic beach party.
I just want to.
And it's
over
working.
There.
It's awesome. It's totally working. You've got the sand sculptures, the margaritas on tap. You have all these little umbrellas and areas to hang out, and parrot heads are out and proud.
And if we didn't already have reason to celebrate and have fun today, there is some wonderful news right now in the football world.
What happened?
This is from Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network, who is one of the most connected reporters in football. The Bears have decided to release kicker Cody Parkey at the start of the league year, sources say.
Yeah. Wow.
See you later, Cody Parkey. They're moving on from him. New league year starts second week of March, I want to say. So Parkey's days in Chicago are numbered, folks. Let's have some fun tonight.
Wow.
If we needed any more reason to celebrate.
Wow.
Papa! That's worth the applause out here. Plus, it's Khalil Mack's birthday. So
it's Khalil Mack's birthday. I mean, what a great day.
Yeah. This is the loudest applause that I've ever heard in a concourse was for Cody Parkey being fired. That is the greatest thing that
ever
happened.
I wasn't sure people were paying attention until we said that. It was. Oh.
I don't know if they could hear us, but apparently they can.
They or heard that.
Just hit on their phones all simultaneously. Either way, it works.
Huge news.
Yeah. Now, wait. Now, dude. Does this mean that Robbie Gould's coming back? What do we think about that?
I don't know, because it sounds like the 49ers could, believe it or not, potentially franchise tag Robbie Gould so he doesn't leave. I mean, this is a guy coming off a great year. So the 49ers have all the control in keeping Robbie Gould. I just think not having Parkey is an automatic upgrade. So,
right.
You know,
we'll take that guy from Fenwick that fell on his keister when he was
the Parkey challenge.
Yeah, during the Parkey challenge.
Isn't that New England guy available, the Gutkowski or whatever?
Gutkowski?
Yes.
He's 104 years old, but we'll take him.
He's like a Grabowski, you know? And don't want him.
The sad thing, too, is when they sent Parkey his release, it hit the neighbor's house on the left, then bounced off the neighbor's house on the right, and then landed just in front of his house.
No. Don't feel bad for Parkey, because this is also in the report.
I know, $9 million.
He's still getting paid $3.5 million.
For sucking. Yes. That's so, okay.
Positive thoughts. Parkey gone. Margaritaville night. Hawks are back in it. Things are happening today. I like it.
Live broadcast from United Center, Chicago Blackhawks. Margaritaville night brought to us by First Choice Equipment, Chicago's leader for Kubota. Skid steers, excavators, and truck loaders. Track loaders. Not truck loaders. Truck loaders was my nickname in high school. It's weird. Visit firstchoiceequipment.com. All right. You want to do this? You want to get the top five going?
Sure.
Here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, Black.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. We are checking in at
number five.
Mayor Emanuel appeared on CNN last night.
He did.
Yes. I think he was going to make Don Lemon cry. Don Lemon's still not quite sure what to make of this whole Jesse Smollett thing because they're friends.
They were
right?
friends. He says that they texted every day and have been. He was very supportive of him. And
Don's worked his way into every story this year, including Aretha Franklin's death, which is the most amazing thing. He made Aretha Franklin dying about him.
He got an email from her, and he like read
right.
it.
He did. He read it on
the
air.
It was 1997.
And it was, Don, you were so great. You do a really good job. You're excellent. And we're like, well, this is about Aretha. I thought this was about Aretha. But that's what happened.
So here comes Mayor Emanuel to the defense of Chicago.
Our police officers took this as a very serious hate crime, and they dedicated the resources to deal with it as a hate crime. But then you literally put doubt. What about the person that's in the workplace facing discrimination and racial discrimination?
Right.
What about the young man who is dealing with his own sexual orientation and is attacked for it in high school or in some school, who's now going to doubt whether people are going to believe him? You have put all those real stories at risk for your fake story. That is not right. That is not right for Chicago. That is not right for what kind of city we are, because I know the city.
Now, I got to tell you, he's 100% right about that.
He is.
But then he goes after the media. Listen to this.
I think the national media, I think national politicians, they need to take a step back. And they need to think about this moment. They need to think about other moments and think about how we approach stories going forward. Because you and I know that the moment this was said, everybody rushed to judgment about the veracity of it. And my it didn't add up to a lot of us that live in Chicago. Our officers pursued it as if it were the truth and came to the truth or the facts as they were laid out. I hope one of the things that we all come out of this is learning that before we rush to judgment, we should take a pause, get the facts. And that's not just on the media, although that's a part of it. It's also on national politicians that jump to a conclusion about what was true and not true at the time, which is also why I'm upset.
He's
always upset. So I don't know that that actually was the reason. But listen. What is really funny is we were getting calls from people all over the country, our national colleagues and stuff. They were like, what's really going on there? And almost exclusively, local media kept their powder dry about this story. Because, and this came up yesterday, there were leaks to these newsrooms and to individual reporters about, hey, hold on a second here. There may be something else going on.
This may be not what it seems. I had heard that from one of my sources early on. It just didn't elaborate much more than that. Just, hey, just use caution.
Right. Just the thing is, you never get that. You know, you think that they're constantly, they're leaking, or they're trying to leak in their direction or whatever. That doesn't happen. We didn't get leaks in the direction during Laquan McDonald to help the police department. Actually, the leaks go in the other way there. Right. Generally, when the leaks come in and they're consistent and there's a number of them, nine times out of ten, they're pointing in the direction that the story's going to end.
That's right. My favorite part of the Rahm Emanuel interview, though, is when he said, if you wanted to get paid more, Jesse, get an agent. Do you think he knows anybody? I'm like, get an agent.
That's pretty great.
Yes. Is it your brother? Somebody pretty big?
Yeah. Oh, God. Checking in at
number four.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders expressed confidence on Fox and Friends that a special counsel would show no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign and said that the president has no reason to collude.
Look, we're seeing the same reports that you are, that it's possible that this is coming to a conclusion, that in his report will be finished. And we feel good about the fact that what we've said all along for the last 2 years will be clear. There was no collusion. I mean, the idea that President Trump needed to collude with Russia in order to beat Hillary Clinton is frankly laughable. He was an infinitely better candidate with a better message, and he outworked her. That's why he won. It had nothing to do with Russia or any other country for that matter. It had to do with the fact that he was simply better than she was.
I thought she had gone to witness protection program. That was the only interesting thing about that for me today was the fact that she's out. She's actually out talking. Hey, the interesting other development this afternoon is that we're being told now this report is not going to surface next week or the week after. that Mueller is not going to be presenting his findings to the Attorney General in the next 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So there has been a change in that story. It was rumors yesterday, so it wasn't really confirmed. So that is it. And one of the things the White House is saying is because the president's going to be in Vietnam next week negotiating with Kim Jong-un, and they don't want any distractions there. And I think everybody has agreed to agree on that. So, and we'll see. And there's other stuff. Michael Cohen, who's represented by our own legal counsel here,
Mike Monaco,
the New York Times is reporting, is giving investigators in the Southern District of New York the roadmap to how the Trump Organization makes its money.
Wow.
So we'll have to see where that all ends up. It's just a crazy day. And still, Robert Kraft is having the worst day of everybody. I don't know how that worked out. All right. And now Cody Parkey.
Oh, geez, too soon.
Although, I don't know, is this a bad day for Cody Parkey?
I don't know. He still gets paid.
He's a front runner to be selected for the Shoot the Puck competition. You just know he's going to hit the one post and the other post. Wouldn't that be the best ever?
All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. All right, top 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Paramount Pictures has released the official trailer for the upcoming Elton John biopic, Rocketman. Rocketman. It's a movie that will go on general release in the UK on May 24th and North America May 31st for the big. That is not Memorial Day weekend. That's interesting. That's interesting. I don't know why I find that interesting. Because there have been rumors about this film.
Yeah. Well, Taron Egerton, who plays Elton John, seems to be a good casting. He's in those Kingsman movies.
Right.
And he played Eddie the Eagle with our friend Hugh Jackman. So he's a good young actor. And he kind of looks like an Elton John in the 70s kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer has some people a little concerned.
Oh. What did you say your name was again?
My name is...
Reggie!
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald. That's my granddad's name.
So how does a fat boy from nowhere get to be a soul man?
You gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
I just hope you realize you're choosing a life of being alone forever.
Don't we want to just sing without this ridiculous paraphernalia?
People don't pay to see Reg Dwight. They pay to see Elton John.
Wow. I love Elton John.
I hope this
is good.
I hope so, too. I just can't imagine a major movie about a giant, flamboyant rock star who is heterosexual but then eventually comes out as being gay. That never happened before Bohemian Rhapsody. But
hopefully it's better than that one because you didn't love that one.
Thank you, Anna. Mm-hmm. That's what we're hoping.
All right. Checking in at
number 2.
Maybe we can still heal you.
Why?
So you can just lock me up. Nah, just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships, because they knew death was better than bondage.
All right. Michael B. Jordan gearing up for the 61st Annual Academy Awards on Sunday, where Black Panther nominated for 7 awards, including Best Picture. He says that Black Panther, if it wins on Sunday, would help open the door for other African-American filmmakers.
And would definitely set the bar pretty high, but also to inspire, you know, and to motivate, you know, future generation of filmmakers to embrace their culture and embrace who they are and where they come from, no matter what they may be. And they won't feel shy or feel like, you know, they wouldn't get the, you know, maybe the attention or the acknowledgement they may deserve. So, yeah, to be acknowledged at that level, I think, is only good things can happen.
All right, we'll see. Richard Roper is making a you predicted this, have you?
Black Panther, an upset for Best Picture. And Michael B. Jordan is, you know, not only Black Panther but Creed. He's to the point now, he's such a big star that some young person someday soon is going to meet Michael Jordan, the basketball great, and say, "You have the same name as my favorite movie star. What did you do for a living, mister?"
How about it? It's probably pretty close.
Yeah. Michael will handle that with class and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1.
Both mics.
Speaking of class and grace, Charles Barkley was having a little fun at Jussie Smollett's. Misfortune and expense. Listen to this.
The ridiculous one over there that's still living
that you would say has no chance of happening?
Two black guys beating a black guy up.
And have a black guy.
What kind of hats they had on, Chuck?
Baggers hat. Right.
Paying with cash.
Chuckster.
You pay him with Chuckster. Cash or you write him a check, Chuck? America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks.
Yeah. Rule number one.
Wait, there's more advice.
Then right. Go ahead, get it. You think they put that on a receipt? Face mask, rope, bleach. On the same store.
You wouldn't even go to three different stores.
Chelsea, you wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went out in Liam Neeson's neighborhood. Could have solved all your damn problems.
Oh, my God. Chuck not holding back.
Yeah, as
what
usual.
What does Liam think about
it? Let me tell you something right now. If Jussie Smollett had shown up and I had my cushion in my hand, we wouldn't have to be ending up in the courtroom, would we? I'd be in the courtroom instead of him, and he'd have liked it that way. And maybe he'd get a raise. I'm not doing it because I hate him. I'm doing it because I hate everybody. Hey,
yeah.
You know, remember, you know, every once in a while, every 10 years, you have a great Charles Barkley moment, oh, like when he went.
Absolutely.
When he went after Brett Favre for showing off his junk in a picture. Yeah. The words I have lived by forever. Uh-huh. If you're going to take a picture of it, you better have something to take a picture of.
Good life advice.
All right, here we go.
The top five at five.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN. It's Margaritaville night at the United Center.
And how do you know, Ro?
You know why I know? Because I can't feel my feet anymore or any extremity. Let's just be honest. The margarita has been flowing with us since, since about 5 o'clock only. It's 43 minutes, and I'm not sure that I know who I am.
Stand up right
or
now.
Why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Today's broadcast from the United Center, Before the Hawks Take on the Avalanche, brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. Carnarvon Wagon has been rolling, and Christina Carrera is the general manager of one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago, and it happens to be right here at the United Center, Queenie's Supper Club, which is spectacular.
So good.
If people have not been there yet,
thank you so much.
Oh, my God. And it's the best part about it is you can come to it even if you don't have tickets to whatever you're at. You know, like, you imagine the Lady Gaga's down there. You go, hey, sure. I just want to go have dinner. And you can hear you can feel the vibrations, you know, while you're there.
That's definitely one of the beauties. You get to feel the energy of what's going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You do.
And if you
do.
And the best part is that you can come out here, park, go to dinner, and you never have to worry about from your table, your dinner table to your seat in the stadium is about 40 seconds.
One-stop shop.
Yep, it's really awesome. And I want to thank you for... Are these margaritas from you by any chance?
One of them is.
Yes.
The red one. The frozen grapefruit margarita is one that we do here in Queenies.
Is it mezcal?
There is a touch of mezcal to it, yeah. It's a little smoke, a little depth.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
people say that's really good.
Christina, it occurs to me that this may be why I'm hallucinating currently, is the mezcal alone. It's really, it's got that, right, like depth. It's like smoky, but it's cold, it's frozen.
Correct.
How did you do that?
I made it cold.
Yeah, very well done.
This is why Christina.
Brilliant!
Is who she is.
So good!
Yes, right to it. That's a technical term.
You know?
Okay. You know what? I believe you. That's excellent. All right, and so Queenie's, one of the other things I want to explain about Queenie's, too, that is so cool, it has the piano bar to end all kind of piano bars.
Yeah, where else do you get that?
Yeah, it's a nice 18-seat piano bar right in the middle of our dining room. When we're open before an event, we have a piano player playing the entire time. Definitely adds a nice touch, gives the room a nice feel. There's a nice interactive to it. If they see a birthday cake going out, starts playing Happy Birthday. So.
Yeah.
You can sit at the bar and put bread in his jar.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I would put up a just like no Billy tonight, thing.
How about when Billy Joel's here, we get him to go play Queenie's just for one? Because he does do that. He'll just show up.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
Yes, I'm sure you would. So, and make the drinks cold for him too, because he seems to enjoy those as well.
Here we go.
So let's talk a little bit about the whole concept here. When it opened, was to rebuild that sort of Chicago Supper Club thing. Very different than a Wisconsin Supper Club. Chicago Supper Clubs are basically like steakhouses, high-end steakhouses. Ernie Morton kind of invented these things along with Eli Shulman, Eli's, and then Gibson's. And so you're getting that feeling from sort of late 20th century, like great steakhouse, seafood, all of that. It's really a great concept.
Yeah, thank you. We want it to be comfortable, a place where you can bring your date, bring your family, you can entertain clients, and kind of fit all those bills.
Right. And you don't have to be a member of a club to do it. I mean, I know there's some other places here where, you know, you have to join as part of your ticket package. You join a club to go and have dinner.
It's the only full-service restaurant that's open to the public.
And now, are you open on nights the United Center is not open?
We are not currently, no. As of right now, it's just events.
Can we just do that as a sneak
thing? That is in the plan, hopefully. We'll get there.
We'd like that.
It's really, really, really.
That's one of the nice things about it, because it does have that feel. You feel like you're in a special place because you are, and you've got special access. But it's Casino Zane. Anybody can go. So you've got kind of the best of both worlds there.
Yeah.
And it's a great post-game bar. You don't have to just go there for dinner. If you want to kill some time after the game, Rowan and I have been known to
switch
over the bar. Yeah.
That's not like something you see right on the menu. Kevin Powell, 7:20 a.m. WGN. It's a great post-game bar.
I'm certain that the major sports leagues don't want me to mention this, but I shall anyway.
Sure.
You know, you can't drink after a certain period of time in the stadium, right?
True.
However, you could go to Queenie's, and the bar is still wide open. It's, again, another one of Rocon United Center sneaks.
Pro tip.
Just for you, this is an important thing to know about. And it is great if you want to kind of wait things out. You want to wait for the Uber to die down, and, you know, you can, you know, drink yourself kind of silly, and then, you know, the Uber's going to be waiting for you outside with one lonely cop out there going, what were you waiting at?
This is true. Where you coming from? Is the master of this. If you ever say to him, well, you can't do this, or there aren't flights going out, and there's no way, he, two words, follow me. And then I just follow him, and all of a sudden, there's a door, a secret knock, and we're at Hogwarts.
It's true. It's very true. Absolutely confirmed by me.
A couple handshakes. Next thing you know, you're in like a whole different world. You didn't even know existed at the United States.
Wait a minute.
Munchkin Land.
There's a special bar behind this door?
Right. We're going to go down this hall, make a right, make a left, knock on that door three times, and then make a quick U-turn, and then you've arrived.
That's why he got a credit knife wide shut. Why are there...
Right.
Say hi to Paulie at the gold doors.
Hey, Robert Kraft, what are you doing here?
Oh, geez, too soon. So, Christina, let's get back to the menu.
Yeah.
Christina's like, please.
Back on point.
Yes. All right. So.
We didn't even mention the menu, by the way, which the food is outstanding.
Yes.
And we've been back several times, and every time I've gotten something different, and we've done like some family sharing with the show and everything. It's really
for
good
like
job.
Anna that wants her veggies. You can get a full meal that we've had just all vegetables.
That's right.
What's your
so
favorite
good.
Thing?
The shrimp scampi. It's my personal favorite.
Wow. Mm. Again, going back to that sort of like 60s, 70s thing, there's a bit of a Mad Men feel.
Definitely.
To it.
There is.
Yeah.
That's Kevin's nickname in high school, Shrimp Scampi.
Oh, man. What's in these drinks? Hold on. I think we're going to be okay.
The grapefruit one's going down smooth, though, guys. This is dangerous.
That's my personal favorite.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, you'll see something. You know, there's like sort of big presentational pieces, too, that go out, I've noticed. Out of the kitchen, you see the gigantic hunks of meat, you know, that are flying
okay
through the
that.
Room. And it's real. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It smells great. It's just a such. And you have an indoor-outdoor opportunity. There's this great sort of almost like Vegas-y thing where you can go sit on a terrace.
That's a good vibe, you're right.
And it's totally sunny, but you're indoors.
Yeah, that's actually a good comparison.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
Like this time of year when you're getting a later sunset, it could be totally bright in there and it can still be 40 degrees and you're totally comfortable at 72. Best thing ever.
Very true.
Best thing ever. All right, well, Christina, you're hired.
Thank you.
You've passed the audition.
Yes, you have. Just,
I think the cocktails helped.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. And again, it's open any night that there's an event here at the United Center, whether it's Hawks, Bulls, or a concert, or any other sporting event that there might be. The Big Ten Championship is coming.
Yeah, we'll be open for that. We're actually the only place open in the United Center to the public. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that's very interesting.
Right, that's going to be a great championship this year. That's seriously
huge. Not my beloved Ohio State Buckeyes, but everybody else is going to be in that.
They had a good run.
Yeah, no, they really didn't. Why would you do that to me? I just got you into Queenie's tonight, and now you're treating me. So there are no other restaurants open in here?
The concessions, but no other restaurant for Big Ten.
Now, and stuff like that, you're open for lunch?
Like, for that, for Big Ten, we'll be open from.
What about like Sunday, like a 2 o'clock game, like this Sunday? You guys open for lunch for people to go?
Yeah, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we open 3 hours before the event.
Oh,
Monday through Thursday, we open at 5 p.m.
Is there like a brunch hack that I should know about?
Not here? This Sunday, no. Okay. But if it's an earlier, like if the game starts before noon, we'll have brunch items.
I bet there's a good Bloody Mary.
There is a good Bloody Mary.
Because you guys do all the classics so well.
Oh, thank you.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Old fashions. I don't even like old fashions, and they have a killer old fashioned. Oh. It's like, it's amazing. It's the best. Christina, again, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Christina Carrera, General Manager of Queenie's Supper Club here at the United Center. We appreciate it. You can tell.
It is Margaritaville night, yep. Officially. Ro has spilled his margarita.
My frozen margarita.
The frozen one. It's got little slushy all over the table and the equipment. And I'm sure everyone, the engineers will be happy about that.
We're there.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I want to point something out. Were there news at the top of the hour be brought to you by the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom? We're going to go to Blackhawks hockey at the top of the hour, though, because we are on a roll here, kids. 11 out of 13. Amazing. Patrick Kane on a 20-game point streak. It is an absolute this is as great a moment as I've had here in the last number of years.
No question. I mean, this feels like playoff hockey right now. You can feel it at the UC right now. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Yep.
They took care of business earlier in the week with a couple tight games, but they needed two against their last two opponents, and that's what they did. You know, last time they played the Avalanche, Patrick Kane had the overtime winner. Last time they played two nights ago, Patrick Kane had the overtime winner. And it's Margaritaville night. Come on, he's a parrot head. I'm telling you, 88's going to have a night.
He's having the hockey version of James Harden with the NBA right now.
Right.
You're seeing, like, you know, just stuff you don't usually see in this era offensively, Patrick Kane.
It's going to be great. That's all I can tell you.